education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Welcome to the final segment. It's like the final countdown.
Yeah, something like that. Dun, dun, dun. If you missed any of our tips on email aggravation and their solutions, we've got a plethora of links at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. Everything from why can't I open attachments in Outlook Express to tips on how to use Eudora better, spam filters, you name it. We got it. How to avoid spam, what you're doing wrong to cause you to have spam.
Digitalia.
Digitalia, our Geek Speak of the Week.
You want to subscribe to our newsletter.
Mail Washer, which is our free download of the week. It's all there. That's what you missed. Also, I'm uploading the audio archives as we speak, so you'll be able to actually hear the show.
And you could play it in reverse and have it sound like Rizkid.
All right, back to the... Oh, no, we got my Kel segment. Hey, that sounds like Geek Speak of the Week music.
It sounds exactly like it, but it's not.
It's the Did You Know segment from Mikel. Mikel, what didn't we know?
Did you know that the first ATM was installed in 1969?
You mean like an automatic teller machine?
Yes, exactly.
They was handing out money through machines in 1969?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of controversy about it, but a predecessor to the ATM, it started in 1960, but it wasn't finalized, and they had like this machine that was hooked on a bank wall, so it was actually, there was a bank teller on the opposite side running the machine.
See, that's like Wizard of Oz
stuff.
That's not
automatic.
Exactly.
Who would have known such a controversial subject?
No, that was an MTM. That was a manual teller machine.
But then they got it more automated, and in 1969, the real automated version.
The other one they
released.
Called, like, the Wizard of Oz teller machine.
Yeah.
Don't look behind the curtain.
So, yes, that was a big moment that changed banking forever.
And so did you have to click your heels and say there's no place like home?
No,
okay.
Not really.
All right, just want to make sure.
But it's okay.
All right.
Okay.
Did you know?
Did you
Thanks,
know?
Thanks, Mikel.
Thank you.
We don't thank you often enough. And
it's stuff that Mikel... Yeah, by the way, Mikel is the producer of the show. She puts all these links together. She finds all these resources. She comes up with these ideas. She's...
That was so beautiful! That was so beautiful!
It's a touching moment.
You can give me some French fried potatoes.
This is a family show that's not having a touching moment here.
Stop that.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
John. It's John and Joe at our new Arcadia location. What's the phone number over there if they want to call you?
602-954-2277.
All right. Data Doctors is in the Arcadia area now. Go see John, and he'll give you a quick evaluation of your machine. And you're there till what time today?
I don't know. Probably five.
Yeah, and then, of course, during the week, same thing. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio.
He'll find your computer. He's like a movie star now.
That's right.
I heard you say three things on the radio.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Thanks for coming down, John.
Digitalia.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to come back and like fill in and stuff because we like taking time off.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, go check them out there at the Arcadia version of the Data Doctors location.
Get down there quick. Today is the grand opening special, and there might be snacks left.
Oh, that's even better.
And don't forget... It's the Computer Corner, and the Data Doctor is reminding you, if it ain't broke,
do not fix it.
See you next week at noon.
Bigger doesn't always mean better.